About a year ago, I was fortunate enough to be exposed to Tim O'Brien's fictionalized Vietnam narrative, The Things They Carried. Since then, my appreciation for veterans has skyrocketed. Although a piece of fiction, O'Brien's Vietnam novel chillingly portrays the war experience of people who once lived conventional lives, strikingly illustrating the horrors of war life on the ground in the jungles of Vietnam. This story doesn't just tell, it shows, providing readers with the nightmarish feeling of combat. The veteran is important because he has walked through hell and back at the call of his country. He left with pride and courage, but also with terror and fear. That fear is nothing to be ashamed of, for everyone experiences fear at some point in their lives. Before he left for his post on our behalf, the veteran was no different than any of us. Yet, he returns with shame and guilt, but also honor, never the man he was before. The same, but also so different. He should be honored for this sacrifice. The veteran has experienced horrors many of us will never see, nor be able to even comprehend. The veteran is important because he represents every single one of us and feels the same myriad of emotions as any other person would. Yet the veteran has accomplished feats we can't even imagine. He has undergone trials only expected of superheroes. And after this, he returns home and is expected to resume his previous life, living with the memories of the horrors on the battlefield, of what he's done and what's been done to him. The veteran is important. But the veteran is more than just a war hero. The veteran has rescued the hopeless from peril. He is important as any other first responder. The veteran has provided medical assistance for those who would otherwise lack it. The veteran supplied those trapped in Berlin with the food relief they needed in 1947. The veteran has instilled security and comfort for those he has protected and fought for. The veteran has even made progress for women's place in society. She showed the world that women could face the same adversity as men and be just as impactful. Beyond the importance of what the veteran has done is what the veteran can do for our country and for many others. As authoritarianism rises in nearly every corner of the world, the veteran has the power to save democracy. It was the veteran who stood up for representation in the American Revolution all those centuries ago. The veteran fought fascism across Europe in World War II. The veteran is the National Guardsman who responded to the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, possibly the most threatening assault against American free democracy to date. Our current veterans are actively volunteering in Ukraine, giving everything they have to protect a free country from one who wants to take it for itself. Veterans, current and future, are immeasurably important for the fate of the free world. Their legacy is one that stands for freedom, and they have the ability to keep securing this independence. Veterans are inherently intertwined in the fabric of our nation. They represent what those of all walks of life are capable of, no matter the culture, race, or socioeconomic background from which they come. They are important to the diversity our country upholds. They've created a web that holds our country together, connecting society through their collective memory. The sacrifices, influence, and accomplishments of veterans are what make them vital to our country and to our world.